Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad to be here. Hello and welcome to the show. This is Madeline Bass, your host of Soul Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. So we're going to keep it short today. We're going to do probably about 10, 15 minutes if I can. Keep it short and sweet. But there are a few things we want to just chat about. When the hype leaves the room, and the hype nowadays is these young kids, and when young people leave the room, You lost a very large audience and you lost a lot of energy. So it's time to bring the hype. Bring the hype, which is helping youth present positive energy in the room. They need to be excited about a new beginning, business, entrepreneurship, network marketing, affiliate marketing. Like, they need to be hyped about it. Financial advancement. This is something that needs to be in the room, and they need to have that high energy so that it can be contagious. Y'all know laughter is contagious. So that high positive energy is what you're going to need in order to bring new life into your business. So creating a greater lifestyle, changing our status, and raising our standards, that's the way we're going to get that done. And we want you to share your story, share your journey, and share just the awesomeness of you. So I'm Madeline, and we're going to keep it real daily, and we're going to create those greater lifestyles. So let's just begin with an opportunity for you to share your journey, okay? Sharing is always a positive, no matter what it is you're doing. I don't know, with me, a lot of times when it's business, some people really don't want to hear it. And we're going to talk about Einstein. Albert Einstein said, "Have you ever heard the word insanity?" It invades your head. It invades your space. And insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. I don't know about y'all. Anybody ever do that? Anybody been in that position, or you even know some people? I know it wasn't you, but maybe you know somebody that's that way. Know somebody that know somebody didn't know somebody. So let me help you guys make a bigger picture. Let's see some things bigger, okay? Is that okay with you? All right, so here we go. Are you ready to support a charity or some type of organization? I know here we're faith-based, so churches, fundraisers, cause organizations, that's where we are. That's what we do. So imagine if you were to go shopping at your favorite store, and when you got to go shopping at that favorite store, there would be a donation made in your behalf without you contributing anything extra. It would be contributed to an organization or some type of cause. Would that be amazing? What about if you made travel arrangements with your family or a church ministry trip or a mini vacation or staycation for yourself? And then of all of those places, the airline, the hotel, all of them would send a donation in your behalf without you contributing any extra. You just made the purchase to get yourself a break. How would that sound? Okay, do I have your attention? Awesome. So I'm going to give you a few more things to see this bigger picture. I'm trying to help you. I'm painting this picture, okay? What about printing needs, supplies, business, office, restaurant, home? You have supplies that you get for your home, clothes, shoes. It doesn't matter. All of those things. And then those stores, yeah, it's a contribution. It'd be amazing, right? Well, there are 100-plus branded stores and services that are available that can give you all of that. And this is amazing for me. I know with the spring break is coming up and then the kids are going to be going back to college, even if they're in the high school advancement class or even in high school period, and they need the Microsoft Office software, the Microsoft 365. They need some type of, y'all want to get the package. Maybe at your job or maybe at your church, y'all need Microsoft Office, right? So you can go into Microsoft and make those purchases, and there's going to be a donation made on your behalf. This is the fundraiser on another level. Are you seeing the bigger picture? You're not having to do anything extra except asking your congregation, your members, your board members, your friends, your family, literally just to do their shopping through your virtual mall is what I'm going to call it. It may not be called that, but that's what I'm going to call it. Your virtual mall, make their purchases. Vistaprint, Fiverr, Constant Contact, which for those who don't know, that's an automation system for emails. Now they're adding text messaging because text messaging has become a service. It's a thing. Not what you text on your phone, you sit and do each one by one, or you group chatting and texting. No, this is a whole other animal. It's a service where just like your emails can be sent to individuals on a mass spec, then the same thing can happen with you with text. You can send out a text blast, and to all of the individuals in your list or in your system or in your portal, in your contacts, you can send it in. Each one of them will get their own personal message, and they can communicate back and forth with you through a portal. Like, how amazing is that? Buy your clothes for kids, even if you buy for a shelter. It doesn't matter, Target, Walmart. Even if you have Etsy, y'all got cups and things that you'll use as a fundraiser. Maybe you have someone who has an Etsy store. You may know 3 or 4 people in your congregation that have tumblers, T-shirts, jewelry, planners, journals, books. It doesn't matter. They have those stores in Etsy. All you have to do is sign into your virtual mall, go into your Etsy account and sign in as usual and do your shopping. And then on your behalf, there is a donation made to your organization. I mean, this is awesome, y'all. So this includes places for crafters, you know, Michael's, Joann's, Dollar Tree. That's just the tip of the iceberg. There are stores that you can also shop in, but I like I said, the list is endless because there's over 150 stores in here. So part two, that's the bigger picture, and I hope you see it. Some of you may be familiar with an expo event, or in my case, I call mine the Epic Expo Networking Event, where I have different people in the community who come together, and we have an event that allows individuals to come through and just shop, kind of like a flea market for home-based business owners and entrepreneurs. It's a spot for them to come, and I was doing this twice a year. Well, the facility that I was using no longer allows the community to use their building. So now I would have to find another space that would have to charge more. Well, I don't want that. I want to be able to offer what I want when I want and support individuals in their journey. And as Christians, I believe that those who are consistent in the support of others, then your life happens to be able to assist them, and then your journey will be able to support them. And life happens to us all, okay? A financial blessing to others. You can support your team. You can put yourself in a place or space to make funds or create funds for a solution for others in different ways through business and services, products. It's a way for us to be able to create that greater lifestyle while you shop from your home, from your phone, from your tablet, from your computer, for your business, church, organization. Your purchases from our virtual mall will have the power to be able to give to your community. So, yes, support, shop, and support. That's the best way I can tell you. Support, shop, and support. That's the best way. And with EPIC, it stands for every purchase is community support. Every purchase. It's going to be amazing for you to be able to, nothing out of your pocket, nothing extra you would have to worry about. You don't have to worry about any of your friends coming through needing extra. Uh-oh.
Super.
Sorry about that. So it's just going to give you some amazing opportunity to be great, right? Okay, so now that I've shared all of that with you, I hope that this has been helpful in allowing you to see the bigger picture with the younger people, while I'm saying to bring the hype, because when they leave the room, y'all, things begin to dwindle down and die down because they are the future. They're the hype. They're the ones that are not afraid to go and ask. People will support kids, they'll support seniors, but we need to make sure that we fill in that gap by allowing young people to learn business, finances, how to manage money, properties, how to make money with properties. You know, they got the Airbnb going on now, but you got to learn how to make investments stocks and shares and insurances. Y'all, insurances is coming up. It's a big thing. It's been a big thing for some people, but, you know, we got to catch up. We always got to do the catch up, but let's catch up, stay up, and then keep moving up. How about that? All right, I'm Madeline Bass, and I am the host of So Real with Madeline, where we keep it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards each and every day. I hope that this has been helpful for you. I know it's been awesome for me, and I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing about your journey and all the goodness that you have and that you're doing in your community. So stay great, and we'll talk to you next time. God bless, and I'm out. Go make you some money.
Hello and welcome. This is Madeline Bass.
Yeah. Where? Holy Spirit just moved. Oh, yeah. Hey, Holy Spirit just moved. Why be the camp? 2x2 the movement. Let's go. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your
hello,
name.
Hello, y'all. I really want to get to know his name, not just for what season, like Christmas or holidays. I heard his name is Jesus, name higher than every name. And he can't be born and died for sins, which I'm to blame since that's the case. And what a shame that people nowadays not even thinking of him. They living for selfish gain instead of hearing Jesus is the reason for the season, which is truth. I'm hearing about a man with toys and clowns on roofs. Give him the boot. Now can you please remind me, what's a Santa Claus to a rockabye baby? I mean rockabye baby. Who's a man now with not a baby? You know he died, but he rose up. Now lift his name up. His name's Emmanuel, I swear, no hell, won't even touch it. That's the end of discussion. I wanna know his name, let my life be show and tell, so you can tell I know him well, it's in his name. I believe,
know
yeah.
Name,
whoa,
know
whoa.
Your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name.